Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Baseball and Babies, My Life as a Catcher by Dr. Ted Manos was written 30 years ago, recounting an unbelievable journey he had at that time that can only happen, well, in a dream. His account of his journey as he attended the first ever Los Angeles Dodgers Baseball Adult Fantasy Camp, rubbing elbows during this week-long experience with his childhood heroes. Dr. Manos was an obstetrician gynecologist who saw an ad in the sporting news that invited the reader to be a Dodger for a week. He grew up in Brooklyn, New York, was just at the right age to follow the exploits of the Brooklyn Dodgers before they left for Los Angeles after the 1957 baseball season. Well, he signed up for a week at Dodger Town, Vero Beach, Florida, participating in a camp for adults following the spring training program the Brooklyn, eventually Los Angeles Dodgers held since 1948. Born in Brooklyn, Dr. Manos graduated from Wesleyan University in Middletown, Connecticut, went to Albany Medical College, Albany, New York, with medical doctorate in 1970, played amateur baseball growing up as well as at Wesleyan University, received offers to play professionally but chose education and a career in medicine. Married, raised a family, now retired, living in Central Florida, Dr. Ted Manos, author of Baseball and Babies, My Life as a Catcher, our guest on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
How do you do? You did a very good job of highlighting my main parts of my life.
Well, I just love what you were able to do, and it's interesting getting a behind-the-scenes look. Always wanted to go to a fantasy camp, never able to quite pull that off. But let's go back to when this happened. Why did you decide to go to the camp? They were new at the time. You saw this ad, as I mentioned, in Sporting News. What was it about it that really excited you about going to this camp?
Well, be a Dodger for a week was the title of it, and it listed the Brooklyn Dodgers that I had a passion for, and it was just so natural for me. Plus, when I played baseball in my youth, I was good enough to dream, and had offers to play professional baseball, but maintained my academic program at least to get a diploma from college.
And I understand your dad was a good baseball player too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was excellent. He was excellent. Probably if there wasn't a World War II, he would have pursued a professional career.
It's amazing. So this family has the background in baseball. You grew up idolizing the Brooklyn Dodgers, of course, immortalized in the book Boys of Summer. Now's your chance to go to the fantasy camp and meet them. What was that experience like? And who were some of the players that you got to meet there?
Well, before I went to the camp, I was fantasizing what would happen and how I would be impressed. I would impress the campers and the Dodgers. And I even rehearsed the speech thanking them for recognizing me as one of the best players. And I'd be off on the side of the house rehearsing my speech. I didn't want anyone to hear me. They'd think I was crazy. And but like I said, I was good enough to dream, and I pretty much was committed to that. And then the great thing about the camp was, for me, everything I imagined would happen in a fantasy came true. The players were accessible. Rubbing elbows was better than rubbing elbows with these men. Don Drysdale was there. I got to know him quite well. Carl Erskine, who was a pitcher for the Dodgers late 40s into the 50s, and New Yorkers, the Brooklynites, used to call him Weiskin. And he was actually my manager of that camp, because they divide you up into four teams. And so my manager was Carl Erskine, and the coaches were Clem Levine and Carl Ferrillo. One a pitcher, one a right fielder with a great throwing arm. And Tommy Lasorda was at the camp. I got to know Tommy pretty good. Tommy used to pick on me because back then I was about 250 pounds. And so they made fun of me, and I was I took it. It was part of the attitude there at the camp, and how friendly everything seemed to be. Plus, a front came through on Monday of that week, and the summer humidity and everything that was at the camp at the very beginning disappeared into a lovely last few days, which I think helped our survival.
Yes.
Because they had us playing games every afternoon and going through drills every morning, just like they would have in spring training. And so there was an authenticity to the whole thing.
That's what's interesting, is you actually worked. This wasn't you just a camp and you went around and sat around and told stories. They actually had you doing drills. It was almost like you were on the Dodgers, wasn't it?
Yes. And we had authentic uniforms. We had our own lockers. If you had a problem with a muscle or something, you sprained something, there was the staff that took care of you. And fortunately, that whole week, I didn't pull a muscle. Nothing seemed to get sore. And I didn't even need the ice packs. And all that was available.
What an amazing story, an amazing journey, and this was the first of several that we'll talk about on the program. Our guest is Ted Manos, a medical doctor. The book is called Baseball and Babies, His Life as a Catcher. You'll find the book at Amazon.com, WorkbookPress.com. As a matter of fact, it was the recipient of the Workbook Press Recommended Designation Literary Book Competition of 2020. The book available all of those places. We'll give you that information as we go through the program. What was it like that first day, the first camp, when you put on a real baseball uniform? What was that feeling like?
As good as I could have imagined.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because the first thing I saw when I walked into the clubhouse was my locker with my name on the top of it and the number I had chosen, number 3. And everything was set up in the locker just like they did for the big leaguers. Plus, across the aisle in another locker was Duke Snider. Duke was a Hall of Famer, part of the Willie Mickey and...
The baseball.
Mickey and the Duke.
The Terry Cashman song, yes.
Right. And they turned around, and there was Don Newcomb, one of the Dodger pitchers from back then. And more up-to-date players from Los Angeles, like Wes Parker, who I got to know quite well, found out that he had a professional career, and he was a good switch hitter for the Dodgers in the 60s. But he sort of wished that he had gone to medical school.
And interesting.
So he admired me, and I was admiring him. And so it was a good trade-off.
You know, you mentioned all these names. I had baseball cards of all of those people, cherished baseball cards. As so many people say, if I only had those today, I wouldn't be doing this right now. I'd be on an island somewhere enjoying retirement. I mean, just all of those memories. And the thing, too, is this wasn't organized at some city park in Brooklyn. This was in Vero Beach, Florida. Talk about that. You were at the spring training complex of the Dodgers. This is exactly what they would go through every springtime.
Correct. Correct. And every morning there were drills. And every half hour, you'd go in the batting cages and hit against the machine, or you'd have infield practice with the team that you were on. I was on the San Antonio Dodgers. Our teams were named from the Dodgers minor league franchises. And my manager was Mr. Erskine, who was at that time, he was a bank president from Anderson, Indiana, and wonderful individual, one of the greatest men I ever met. And he was excited in being at the camp because he was the manager and he had an opportunity to do something he might have wanted to do years back.
To see that and to be with those baseball royalty, I mean, the people you're talking about, especially growing up as a Dodger fan, why do you think the Dodgers did this? This was the first camp that they put together and invite the Brooklyn Dodgers from the old days, which really made it special for so many people like you that grew up idolizing the Boys of Summer. Why do you think they started this camp and did it this way?
Well, because main thing is these players showed up. These former Brooklyn Dodgers.
Oh, yes.
So it was a reunion of these individuals because they hadn't gotten together like this for quite some time, and as a result, the Dodgers continued to have the camp every year, including now. They have it out in Arizona where they spend their spring training. They're no longer at Dodger Town in Vero Beach. And plus there were people like myself that took advantage of the opportunity. It was $1,900, and at that time I could afford that. And it was a nice vacation for me.
Yeah, that's like a week away. So when you break that down and all of those memories which come out in Dr. Manos's book, The Baseball and Babies, My Life as a Catcher, book available at Amazon, workbookpress.com, all of the usual places. How did you do playing against some of these heroes of your past? They were a little older, but you were not athletes anymore either. What was that like? Did you hold your own with all the heroes?
Well, the heroes were managing and coaching us. And drills in the morning, they were coaching us. And we did get to play them one game at the end of the week with a sizable crowd, probably 1,500 to 2,000 fans that knew that this was going on. They played each of the teams, and they beat us soundly because they could still hit the ball, they could still pitch some, and they were at most in their 50s at that time. Now that I think Erskine is the only one that's still left alive. I remember that day of the game, walking from the clubhouse to the field and walking amongst the fans and in my uniform. And I knew how it must have felt in the big leagues walking at the spring training site during spring training time when the fans are there.
Yes.
And asking for autographs. No one seemed to want to ask me for an autograph. But They weren't sure who Manos was on the back of my uniform.
But they, you got the chance to literally walk in their shoes during that that time going out to the field. It's hard to ask what was the most memorable, but maybe what's top of mind as you're going back and you're telling the story about the fantasy camp. What's the one experience you had, the one memorable event you had that really comes to mind?
What comes to mind is the fact that I'm an OBGYN surgeon. Don't hurt yourself. And so I signed up as a first baseman. In college, I was a catcher. Catching at this camp may not have been too smart. So I went as a first baseman. But once I got into the playing, on that first day, we ran out of catching. There were only two fellows that were catchers. And I volunteered, I'll catch, because by this time I was into it. And I hadn't caught probably for 16 or 17 years. And Carl Ferrillo said, "Doc, you're a doctor there. You can't catch." I go, "Carl, I caught in college. I can do this." "Well, if you can fit in the chest protector, then we'll let you catch." Well, I fit into the chest protector. It was a little tight. And I caught. I caught two innings. And the moment I put the equipment on, the tools of ignorance, I was back to my old self as a catcher, yelling and keeping the infield alive and encouraging the pitcher and kind of willing him to hit my glove with his pitch.
It's just finish that thought, because I'm just incredible memories that you have of that. You're describing it like you just got back a week ago.
Yeah, isn't that? You know, it was a great time for me. I don't know that it was good for me, because it took me back to my youth.
Oh, yes, yes.
And, you know, I could have played professional baseball, but I didn't. If I didn't go to medical school, I probably would have been drafted for the Vietnam conflict. And but realizing that I can still catch, after that first day of two innings of catching, Erskine came over to me and he says, "You know, Teddy, you're my catcher this week." Oh, that's good. And then the next day, we needed someone to pitch near the end of the game. And I said, "Well, you know, I can pitch." And then Ferrillo again said, "Doc, you can play first, you can catch, now you can pitch." I can throw strikes. And so I went out there and threw strikes, and for two innings I shut out the other team, and found myself, when I stepped on the mound, I had an aggression that I never had as a ball player in my youth. Of course, I never pitched much, although I pitched some, and but as a catcher and first baseman and a third baseman, I did my job, but this was a different experience. And I shared that with some of the relief pitchers that were there, including Ron Peronowski, who was coach for the Dodgers at that time. And he related to, you have a different personality when you get out on the mound, particularly as a relief pitcher, because Ferrillo, laughingly, after I pitched the two innings, he said, "Well, Doc, you're a closer now. Let's see, first base, catch, now you're the closer." And then Snyder was standing by and nearby. He said, "Doc, what can't you do out there?" And actually, to be honest, I told him I wasn't good on fly balls. Which meant I had a problem as a catcher with pop-ups.
Oh, yes, yes.
I didn't understand the spin of the ball.
Well, and when you're catching, they go straight up, too. It's not like you're in the outfield and you've got a few seconds in there that you can sort of track them. You sort of look up and there's balls coming down.
Because of the spin of the ball, it goes straight up. But then as it's coming down towards the field. And I never got a sense for that. And, you know, I remember one time a pop-up, and it dropped about 10 feet behind me. Not at the camp, but in fact, when I was playing ball as a youngster. But
just amazing stories in the book. And Manos is M-A-N-O-S. If you're going to Google that, Ted Manos, M-D, the book is Baseball and Babies, My Life as a Catcher. A few minutes left in the program. You made it back two more times, as I understand, to the camp, and you did get the MVP. You practiced the speech when you went the first year, but you got to use it a couple of years later. How exciting was that?
Well, that was the ultimate fantasy camp. That's what they named it. The title of the camp was the ultimate camp because there were 16 Hall of Famers on the staff.
Wow.
Juan Marichal, Al Kaline, Duke Snyder, Harmon Killebrew, Lou Brock. And at that second camp, Robin Roberts was my manager. And Robin Roberts was quite an individual. Had the right attitude in managing our team. He said, be humble, I've seen you play. So he always kept us in the right frame of mind. But, yeah, I got the MVP because I did a lot of pitching that week. And I used to be able to throw a ball and not have much pain. I had kind of loose, I always thought I had loose muscles and never strained my joints, but the MVP, I had pretty much worn myself out. The more I played, and the more I was comfortable with who I was on the field.
Yes,
and so I had a lot of energy. And by the end of that camp, that Hall of Fame camp, when we had the award dinner, and I was selected as the MVP, just before that, I had said to myself, I'm never going to do this again. And I'm worn out, and I need to just go back to my doctoring full time. And then they said, MVP is Doc Manos. And I got up and got the MVP, and I forgot what I had told myself just before they announced the MVP. So
that's many great stories in the book, Baseball and Babies, My Life as a Catcher. Got about 30 seconds here. This started off an ad in the Sporting News. Were you one of those that waited every week patiently for the mailman to bring you the Sporting News?
I think so. It's so long ago because now you don't need a Sporting News. You got SportsCenter and ESPN.
Yeah, you get it instantaneously. I can remember getting it and not knowing what happened 2-3 days ago and going through all of the box scores for the last week. And now you have those. And there was something sort of magical about that. I know now we won it right away and we have it right away. But the book is so full of great stories. A doctor growing up in New York and his memories, 1951, the shot heard around the world. I mean, all of these great stories, all of the great stories from the time at the fantasy camp. The book is Baseball and Babies, My Life as a Catcher by Ted Manos, M.D., was an obstetrician and gynecologist. Book available at Amazon, workbookpress.com, all of the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on. Doctor, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Great stories. Loved having you with us. Time went by too quickly. Thank you for sharing those magical days at the fantasy camp.
Well, thank you. You did an excellent job. I love the way you piece things together and very smooth.
Well, thank you.
Very good.
Appreciate that, and I appreciate you taking the time to come on and to talk about the book. Again, so many memories, sort of living baseball card heaven during those weeks that you're at the fantasy camp. The book is Baseball and Babies, My Life as a Catcher, book available at workbookpress.com, the other places as well. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.